The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Oh Lord EB, we are busy. Big shout outs coming up. Big shout out for a Team SBS regular. That is Maria Dickinson. She be the boss of Dubray Books. Dubrays have launched a personal shopping voucher for Christmas. It buys the recipient an hour's reading consultation with one of the lovely Dubray team and sends them away with a Dubray tote bag full of books suited just to their tastes. That's a really clever idea. Available online at dubraybooks.ie or in store, 80 quid, dubraybooks.ie. Hello, can I get a big Sunday morning shout out to the best company I've ever worked for? It's called Cytorus, I think, data protection specialist. And he's also thanking them for a great Christmas party that topped off an amazing year. Kieran must be going for promotion, that's all I'll say. Hi, Connell. Shout out for John Murray Headshots, a headshot photographer trained by the world's leading headshot photographer, Peter Hurley. And he uses psychology, anatomy and physiology and teaches people how to love themselves as they are. That's John Murray Headshots team. And that's Vivienne sent that in. Thank you, Vivienne. Business shout out for a wonderful local growers and customers this Christmas from new startup in Southwest Kerry called Rocket Deliveries, offering a weekly fresh salad and vegetable box scheme crammed full of organically grown produce. And thank you from Kim, rocketdeliveries.com. Right. Last week, we tried to bring you an item about a way you can hail and pay for a taxi without any money. Yep, that's what I said, paying with no money, and it's called Flag Taxi. It's an app designed by NUI Galway graduate Richie Commons, and last week when he was meant to be in studio with me, Richie was stuck in London for a very long time on an aircraft held up by the weather. To be fair, Richie Commons, you did try to do your interview from the loo of the aircraft, which in the bizarre world of the Sunday Business Show would still have been a first. So thank you very much for trying. Well, what were you going to tell me last week that you can tell me this week?
Hi, thanks for having me. Oh, it was quite the ordeal now, to be honest. I had to borrow the flight attendant's phone and we were stuck in. The flight was supposed to be at 6 o'clock in the morning and 5 hours later we were still on the runway borrowing the flight attendant's phone in the toilet.
Because your phone had run out of juice, which is great segue for me because your app is aimed at students ideally, or not ideally, but typically who
indeed, yes. So it's
lose everything. Don't charge their phones, drop their wallets.
Yeah, that's what it began at, yes. Yes. So basically we set up Flag Taxis, started about 2 years ago as a project in college. We wanted to design a way for students to be able to travel and pay with no phone, bank card or cash. So we set up a very basic system that did that. It evolved over the years and what it's come to now is it's a taxi app, just like any other taxi app on the market, except the software is actually better, first of all. But apart from that, when you download the app, you just add a picture of your face, an ID-like photo to your profile, and you create a 4-digit PIN to secure your account. So you can use the app when it's launched. You can use it at all times to hail a taxi via the app. But the idea is, if your phone dies, you can just flag a taxi off the street and get in. You tell the driver your name and your 4-digit PIN. Mm-hmm. He enters that into the driver phone. So your ID photo pops up on his phone. He confirms who you are, takes you from A to B at no extra cost, and the money comes out of your account.
Now, problem number one.
Yes.
How do I know that the taxi man I have just hailed has your app?
So that's why we're delighted you brought us on the show. So we started a campaign and we called it Give Dublin the Gift of Safety This Christmas, because we believe so much that we believe in it's not just a taxi app, we believe in the experience of giving people the security to be able to travel with nothing. So the more taxi drivers that have our app, the better that experience will be and the safer it'll be for people to travel. So what we did is we actually got a few celebrities, and I hope I don't insult you now, a few of the RTE guys.
they're pals of mine. I used to work there.
We got some Irish rugby players. We got the likes of Joe Duffy and Martin Morrissey.
What rugby players did you get?
We got Ulton Dinan in for the first video. So what we did is we're making a campaign that to reward people who are helping us out big time. So the more drivers we have, the better the experience will be. So our users and members of the public are telling taxi drivers about our app and helping us get them on board. So what we've done is to reward the people that are helping out the campaign. We're actually we're only doing the offer till we'll be broke. So we're only doing the offer till midnight Monday. So anyone that actually helps us get a taxi driver on board, we're giving them their first fare completely free on the app. And that's
And my question still stands. Yes. I hailed the taxi. Yes. I've come out of the nightclub. Yep. I've lost my phone and I've lost my wallet and everything else. How do I know that taxi man person has the app?
So that's what we do is actually every driver that has signed up so far, they can either call into the driver office, which we leave all the information in the Irish Taxi Drivers Federation, so they have stickers on the car. But apart from that, we post every driver that signs up, we post them out the pink sticker to their house. And the pink sticker is actually supported by An Garda Síochána through the Campus Watch initiative. So people at the beginning, obviously, when we start off, the stickers won't be as visible as we hope. But over time, we believe that we can get what we want to get is every single taxi driver in the city on flag. So,
but you're not just this city. You came out of Galway, but decided to concentrate on Dublin. Is that it?
Yes, we're just going to concentrate in Dublin for now. So we started off. It used to be called Project Dash, which was set up to drive all students home, and we decided just to focus on Dublin because it's the biggest city, the most taxis are here. We've worked with all the universities and the student unions here, so we're going to just focus on Dublin and then trickle back around the country with flag.
And the hard question, how do you make your money?
We make our money, it's just like every other taxi app, they take a small percentage to provide the service to the drivers. We're actually giving away all fares commission free for the first while to drivers, so they can see how good the app works, and that's how we run the service. But on the feature, that the walletless feature we call it, we never charge for that because we've got support from the guards and from the Rape Crisis Centre from the very beginning. We cover the cost of that, so it's all done through PayPal, the payment processing. But we make our money from just the normal hails via the taxi app, and then because we believe so much in the security, we provide that safety feature for free.
World domination?
Yes, that would be ideal. First, we're going to focus on Dublin, trickle back around the country in later 2018, and we'll see how we get on. But for now, yes, we're just going to focus on the driver campaign to get as many drivers on board as possible to help make Dublin a safer place.
Richie, thanks so much for trying to ring us from Maloo. And if anybody wants to find you, they will find you at Flag Taxi.
Yes, so Flag Taxis, info at flagtaxis.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and if the page is predominantly students at the moment, so we're asking mothers, fathers, everyone on board to give our campaign a share, the video with all the celebrities, and help us get as many drivers as possible on board.
Richie, again, thank you so much. Not a problem.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.